I maybe I did play at least a little bit too much.
Oh, Judas Priest!
You won't hear us playing Judas Priest, but you will be hearing an entertaining sports show with myself, Frank, and David the Man of God Harris on WSUT's After Further Review, airing Saturdays 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and throughout the week with our replay 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Toledo's only alternative in your on-campus radio station, 88.3 WXUT.
Oh, Judas Priest!
Welcome back to 88.3 WCT's After Further Review. We're back at it with Frank's Power Play. And Frank, welcome back here on the airwaves. And how was your Thanksgiving weekend before we get right into the Power Play?
That was actually pretty fun. I think we kind of talked about that last week, though.
Last week? Oh, see, it's been so crazy going on.
Don't worry about it. I've had a pretty busy week, too. I had to take a scouting trip last night.
Yes, I actually saw that. Why is it that you are the PA announcer, but you're doing scouting?
Well, I'm also the director of social media. And I've also got there's also kind of a pecking order down the line where if the coaches cannot get out and scout, the social media director gets to go do it, which I didn't mind doing.
Wow. So, Frank, you actually got out the pen and pad and scouted a team.
Oh, I was mostly getting I was getting a lot of film on them, and I was also taking some notes, too.
That is a first. You know, I'm a coach at one of the local high schools here, and I've never had the coaches actually send out the social media director to do the scouting. Normally, they have somebody that's – at our school, we have a guy that actually used to be a former coach and actually does it just for the heck of it, especially if there's a couple games. If we have two games in 1 week, obviously we're trying to scout for the next game, but then also you got to scout for the game after that. So obviously the coaches can't be at two spots at once. But that was pretty interesting that you were the social media director and you were getting – were you filming the game or were you actually getting film exchange?
I was filming it myself, so I was provided with a camera.
Wow, they actually let you do that?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, and another reason why I was doing this is because our head coach was pretty tied down that night. He had team dinner, and plus he's also got two small children at home that he's got to take care of. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is just he even called me up and told me last night that I was really doing him a huge favor.
Okay, wow. Frank Vasher, the team player here on 88.3 WXUT. Now let's get into it, though, with some of this, your power play. You ready, Frank?
Yep, I'm ready to roll.
Here we go. Now it's time for Frank's Power Play.
All right, so we'll start it off with kind of the big story in the NHL, and that is expansion to Seattle. Now, this was announced earlier, I believe yesterday. This was a report from TSN's Frank Saravelli. It said the NHL has given Seattle the green light to pursue an expansion franchise. So what that means is there have been rumors of teams relocating, like the Arizona Coyotes or even in the Carolina Hurricanes, which I'll get to in a moment. This is only for expansion, and it's pretty much the same process as what the Vegas Golden Knights had to go through, doing their deal. So I think this is a pretty good move for the league, getting an American team in the Pacific Northwest, and then you kind of get somebody who's got a natural rivalry with the Vancouver Canucks. And plus, really, there's really not a lot of pro sports in Seattle. You obviously have the Seahawks, which are fiddle there, and the Mariners, who are kind of ho-hum, and of course the Sonics have been long gone. So basically what that means is, this, I don't know how long this is going to be, but here's what the expansion fee was: $650 million, for the Seattle group, which is actually 30% more than what Vegas had to pay in 2016. So if this is going to take about a year, then probably in, I would say, 2018 is when we're probably going to start hearing a lot more about what their team name could be. As for an arena, it also has been stated several times that the old Key Arena is undergoing renovations to get an NHL team, and who knows, it could it lead to an NBA team returning to Seattle? That I really don't know at this point. That's something you're just going to have to wait and see. And a big difference between what Vegas came in, Seattle is actually beginning on second base, according to Cervelli. And when Bill Foley, the guy who was in charge of the Vegas expansion, when he was only permitted to take deposits for season tickets to look for potential interest, but the Seattle group has had to pretty much skip over that. They already know there's interest in the Northwest, so they're basically having to skip one step, and this might actually go a little bit quicker than expected. And so it'll definitely be interesting to see what happens in the coming months. That renovation on Key Arena is actually with the Oakview Group, and that's going to cost about $600 million. So who knows what will happen there. There actually is hockey in like Seattle. The Everett Silvertips are a junior team in that area. So, I mean, you at least have some form of hockey there. It's not like you're just plopping an NHL team in the middle there just for the hell of it. So I think this is a great move. It will actually balance out the East and the West with 16 teams apiece, but it will give the Pacific Division possibly 9 teams. So that means somebody's going to have to move to the Central. And I was talking with Taylor Phillips about this the other night, and he said that it's likely that Arizona may have to move to the Central Division. And I said, could they possibly be the team that relocates to Houston? I mean, that could be something that comes into play. Haven't heard anything on the Houston front lately. But that's something that bears watching. So, to summarize that, Seattle's getting an NHL team, and pen's already been put to paper. Now, stay tuned. But also, on that front, Hunt, where you mentioned teams relocating, we talked about the Carolina Hurricanes. They have actually gotten a new owner, and he has absolutely no plans of moving. This is Tom Dundon, and who is a billionaire from Dallas, Texas. So he has a stake in the Carolina Hurricanes, and pending the finalization of the sale, he'll take full control of the team from Peter Karmanos. And as I mentioned, Carolina will not be relocating. They will be staying put in Raleigh. So that's the news on the expansion, ownership, and any relocation stuff that's been ongoing. We'll take a quick check of the standings on this Friday, the 8th of December. And in the Eastern Conference, the New Jersey Devils still keep on rolling in there. They're leading that division with 36 points. And a quick note on that, defenseman Ben Lovejoy has become the first active NHL player to agree to donate his brain for CTE research. I know this has been something that's happened with NFL players, and they want to donate their brains when they pass on to science to study CTE, and now it's happened in the NHL with Lovejoy agreeing to do it. But back to the standings, the Columbus Blue Jackets sit in second in the Metro with 35 points. Oh, it's the New York Islanders tied with them with all 35 as well. Well, over in the Atlantic, Tampa Bay Lightning still leading that division. What else is new? 42 points plus 35 goal differential, 26-2 20 wins, 6 losses, although 2 of those losses were in, and 2 of those two overtime losses. Toronto Maple Leafs sitting second with 37 points. So they're the only team that's remotely close to Lightning. And then the rest of the Atlantic Division is pretty putrid, as the Bruins sit in third place, but they have 30 points. Two wildcard teams right now, the Capitals and Penguins, they're both tied for the wildcard spot, 35 points apiece. They're actually all top. The Blue Jackets, Islanders, Capitals, and Penguins all have 35 points apiece, so Metro is pretty loaded. And the Penguins are still kind of hanging tough despite losing Matt Murray to an injury. Yeah, they're still hanging around. Rest of the teams outside looking in, the New York Rangers, Montreal Canadiens falling back down to earth. Philadelphia was at the bottom of the Metro Division at last check. They're back to 500. And the Carolina Hurricanes, who are staying put, as I mentioned, they're over 500. Last place in the Metro, but that whole division, everybody has a winning record. So, that's pretty amazing that how tough that division is. And then the rest of the standings and the teams out of the playoffs, the Red Wings, Panthers, Senators, and Sabres, all filling out the bottom because the Atlantic Division is putrid. Over in the West, St. Louis Blues leading that division in the Central with a 19-8-2 record, 40 points. Nashville Predators only a point behind them. And the Winnipeg Jets sitting in third place. They were up as high as second, but they have dropped their last two games. And they haven't been close losses either. Things have not gone real smoothly for them, so not sure if Paul Maurice and Kevin Cheveldayoff, the GM, are going to have to shake the tree there. Over in the Pacific, the LA Kings still trucking along in there with 41 points. The Vegas Golden Knights, they just keep on keeping on still. They did get Malcolm Subban back from an injury, so they sit in second place, 35 points. San Jose Sharks sitting in third. Wild card teams, the Dallas Stars hold down the first wild card spot. 33 points to the Vancouver Canucks right behind them with 32. The rest of the West, Calgary, 32 points tied with Vancouver. Anaheim, 30 points. They're 2 points out of the playoff spot. The Minnesota Wild, 3 out, as well as your Blackhawks, Derek, at 12-11-5. Kind of have been win here, lose here, win here, lose here, although I believe they did win their most... Actually, they lost their most recent game. They got shellacked by the Washington Capitals on Wednesday night. They will play tonight against the Buffalo Sabres, so they should get a win there. Colorado Avalanche, they sit with 26 points. The Edmonton Oilers, 24. Or they still just can't seem to get out of their own way. And they're having rumors that Peter Chiarelli, the GM, is probably going to have to blow things up there. I don't know about that, but something's going to have to be done to shake the tree. And, of course, the Arizona Coyotes are trusting the process over there and down there so they can get back to being good. But those are the look at the standings on this Friday, December 8th, 2017. It's also some news on the Department of Player Safety front, as there were 3 suspensions that were handed down from that office. George Parros, the senior vice president of there, there was 2 that were handed down. As Brendan Dillon of the Sharks was suspended 1 game for slashing the Capitals' Madison Bowie. And Matthew Tkachuk, I mentioned him a few weeks ago when he incited an incident with the Detroit Red Wings. things and slashed Luke Witkowski as he was being ejected from the game, and he got a one-game suspension. Well, Tkachuk seemingly is back in the bad in the doghouse again, as he was suspended in one game for unsportsmanlike conduct in a game against the Maple Leafs the other night. But that decision came out, it was yesterday. So it would have happened on Wednesday night. It was an incident that involved the Leafs' Dominic Moore. And I'm surprised that Tkachuk only got one game for that, given the fact that he is technically a repeat offender, and he had a fairly recent suspension, and it comes within a month of that. I'm surprised that George Parros and Patrick Burke and the rest of the Chris Pronger and the rest of the NHL Department of Player Safety didn't decide to drop the hammer on him and give him longer than a game. But he may end up getting more if he doesn't keep his nose clean. So, and of course, some news has all concluded with the skating dead, my deadbeat Detroit Red Wings, who this Saturday night when I was at Christmas at Ida, I happened to pop into the Ida Tavern trying to watch some of the college football championship games. They had the Red Wings game on, and it ended up being a stanky leg alert at the hands of the Montreal Canadiens as the Wings lost by a score of 10-1. Yes, you heard that right. And oddly enough, it happened to be on the 22nd anniversary of an important game between the Red Wings and the Canadiens, which was when the Wings went to the old Montreal Forum and shellacked the Canadiens 11-1. As starting netminder for Montreal, Patrick Waugh gave up 9 goals. He got pulled. And as he was going to the bench, he then told Canadiens president at the time, Rod Corey, "I've played my last game here. Trade me." A few days later, Waugh was traded to the Colorado Avalanche, and the rest is history. So, and that was the second straight bad loss to the Canadiens the Wings had. They had got lost the 6-3 on Thursday night, and then go and get shellacked 10-1 at the Bell Center. And pretty much, Twitter was lighting up with the hashtag Fire Ken Holland. I started that 3 years ago, but I'm not taking credit for it. And also Fire Jeff Blashill. I did listen to a Winging It in Motown podcast with Prashant Fire and a couple other guys, and they said that if anyone gets fired, Blashill likely won't be fired until later, may not be till after the season, and Holland probably will only get removed if he doesn't do anything at the trade deadline, which means sell off free agents, trade them, get future assets. But we'll have to see how that happens. However,
1 minute ago in power play, Frank. 1 minute.
As I will wrap it up, I did happen to receive a tip from a good friend of mine who happens to know one of Jeff Blashill's old roommates from college. And apparently he told him that he talked to Blashill and said, "What's wrong with the team?" And Blashill said, quote, "I've got until February to be above 500. So, come February, we could see some heads starting to roll in Detroit. As Ooh. That will wrap it up for my power play
nice.
On this Friday, the 8th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2017.
Has the hockey season been going as you expected, Frank?
Yes and no. I mean, I think if I had to say what team has been the biggest surprise, in a good way, it's been the New Jersey Devils. They've been sitting at the top of the Metro Division. And I have to give mention to the Vegas Golden Knights, who they still kind of keep hanging near the top of the Pacific. And, I mean, some might say, oh, Winnipeg's a surprise. No, Winnipeg doesn't surprise me because they were a team that trusted the process. They got a lot of draft picks and a lot of good young talent, and now it's starting to pay dividends there. Yeah, are either of those teams going to win the Cup this year? I don't think so, but I think they're definitely going in the right direction. Team that's been the biggest disappointment has been the Edmonton Oilers, who were my pick to win the Cup, and they seemingly just can't get out of their own way.
Oh, wow. Okay, that'll do it for us here on 88.3 WGs. After Further Reviews, Frank's Power Play coming up next. Frank will get into some of the college football coaching carousel next on 88.3 WGTs After Further Reviews.